It's a privilege this morning to come into your home or into your headphones or whatever you're using, device you're using, to speak the word of God into your heart. And I know that as I was just standing here waiting for the go-ahead for me to start speaking, I know that God is for you. And I hope you will know that he's for you. And if God is for you, who can be against you? The scripture says that he freely gave his only son to die for us. How much more will he freely give us all things, scripture says. So this morning, let's start with that kind of positivity. As we've praised and worshipped the one we love, just know that his favor and his grace and his heart is for you. And his purpose is actually good, to do you good. And if you're tuning in for the first time this morning, it's so good to have you. And if you're a member of Kingdom Faith Southwest, do you know what? We just miss you. And we stand in an empty building, but we imagine you here. And we imagine you as we're speaking. We can see you in our hearts, in our spirits. We know that we're together in Christ as his body, local church here. This morning I want to speak about something that I find one of the most exciting things for a Christian. And it actually singles us out from all other kinds of people. It makes us different from every other person. And that is hearing God's voice. Hear his voice, recognize it, and then follow him. So his voice in verse 16 of the same chapter, it actually unifies. And Jesus is basically speaking about his own people. And if you don't belong to Jesus yet, let me recommend that you actually accept him as your shepherd, your Lord, and believe that he died for you. He will give you a new heart, and that new heart being born again is actually awakened to hear the voice of God. And Jesus said, those who belong to him hear his voice, recognize it, and then follow him. So his voice in verse 16 of the same chapter, it actually unifies the church. Here we see in verse 16, other sheep which I must bring, they will hear my voice. So even today, I believe there are people hearing the voice of Jesus speak to you personally through this morning's message, that you're going to hear him and begin to respond to following Jesus as the Good Shepherd. But he says here, they will be one flock and will have one shepherd. And really, that makes us distinctive. Jesus is our shepherd. He's our Lord. We hear him and we recognize his voice and follow him. We cannot follow him if we don't hear him. That's a huge statement right there. We can't follow Jesus if we don't hear his voice. And I have the privilege of looking after a friend's dog occasionally. And I've noticed about this dog, as with most dogs, that they do know the voice of the one that is looking after them or their owner, and they recognize it. But I know something about this dog. If I go for a walk with him and let him off the lead in the country, if he gets some scent that he wants to follow, or a cat, I know it's very, very hard for him to respond to my voice. It doesn't mean he's not hearing, but he's got selective, what I call selective hearing. He hears me, but he doesn't hear me. And Jesus is speaking about hearing that actually means that we're going to process what he is saying and act on what he is saying so that we can be followers and not be like the dog who's going after, too busy with his own focus and his own scent and his own excitement about what he can see out there. And so the joy of being a Christian is to have the personal, present Lord. Jesus said he will be with us and he will live in us through his Spirit, so that we can constantly, out of this wonderful relationship with him, hear him speak. all problems come from listening to the wrong voice. Every problem in humanity is because we're not hearing God and listening to his voice. We listen to the wrong advice. We listen to experience or feelings. And we cannot follow Jesus if we're responding to the counsel of people and not listening to the voice of God, the voice of our good shepherd. And David, King David, in Psalm 23, that loved psalm, verse 1, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd." He's my shepherd. In other words, it's a personal thing. Our relationship with Jesus Christ is personal. And he said, "I have made him my shepherd," which means he leads me through speaking to me. And many times David would pray, "I don't know what to do, Lord." And that was the humility of that leader, really. Great leaders are those who listen to God. And he said, I don't know what to do. And he would follow God's word, God's instruction to him. And he would always win. He would always succeed. When he was listening, he was successful. And the Lord being our shepherd leads us into a life where we do not lack anything. Just picture that. If you hear his voice and recognize it and follow it, you will come into a life of no lack. Wow. And so we can see the blessing that is connected to listening. We move into all kinds of things that are lacking in life. We might think they're good, acting on what we see or want or desire. But unless we're led by the voice of Jesus, all our needs will not be met in an abundant and the most joy-filled life is the life that is following Jesus. Now, Jesus said you will not listen to a stranger. And I like to see my heart, and if I could use this description this morning, your heart like a safe which has got treasure in it, full of gold and jewels. Because Jesus said we're to guard our heart above all else, because out of it flow the issues of life. And if you imagine this safe has the technology inbuilt into it that recognizes the voice of the owner, so that when the owner speaks, it unlocks. But when a stranger comes in and speaks, that heart or that safe stays closed. And I put it to you, we need to be a people who guard our hearts and what we're listening to, so that we don't open up and respond to a stranger, but we have voice recognition. I love that because it's current terminology and it's what Jesus was saying in John chapter 10. That we recognize his voice. And if you're a new Christian, I want to tell you that other Christians around you who follow Jesus and are godly and leadership in the church are there to help you to develop a hearing heart, a heart that listens and understands and knows and recognizes the voice of Jesus. May we listen to the one voice that is the one above all other voices, Jesus, the Word of God, and then respond accordingly. In the Old Testament, God's people were also led by hearing his voice. In Deuteronomy 28, if you've got a Bible, just have a look at that verse. But I'll read it to you if you haven't. Deuteronomy chapter 28. And this is amazing, because we're in a better covenant, because the Lord is with us and in us. But God always wanted relationship, because relationship speaks of hearing a voice rather than just reading a Bible. It's essential we read our Bibles, but it's so that we can hear his voice, the voice of the shepherd. And in verse 1 of chapter 28, it's a wonderful couple of verses here. "And it shall come to pass," may this come to pass for you and me, I want to be like this too. That if you diligently obey the voice of God, there it is, the voice of God, the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings, just say out loud, all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. So we see that Jesus, he's not just a good shepherd, he's also our Lord and our God, and we're followers of him through our lives. But as we diligently listen to do, like a good obedient dog, the owner of that dog who loves that dog will look after it. That's in a poor description, really, of how much Jesus loves us. He loves us perfectly. But he has blessings in our future. Blessings will overtake you. The blessings of God will come upon you again and again if you listen carefully to his voice, because he will lead you. Now, the Bible says so many things to us all the time. The voice of the Lord is heard through the scriptures. But you know the difference to reading the word, don't you? To the voice of the Lord coming when a scripture jumps out at you in the scriptures, you're reading and the Holy Spirit speaks something fresh to you. And you can hear teaching like you are this morning, the message from God that I have sought the Lord to prepare and teach you and speak God's word to you. But what's essential is in the listening, you're listening out for his voice. Because in teaching, we're hearing the whole counsel of God, but there is something specific that God always wants to speak to us through the message of his word, the teaching of the word, reading the word, that God is a speaking God and he wants us to follow him through hearing him personally. I love what God said to Moses. When Moses said, "Who shall I say has sent me?" The Lord answered, "I am who I am. I am that I am." In other words, I'm present. And when you're hearing God, you're living a lifestyle of hearing. It's not what you just heard 20 years ago or you heard last week. There's an ongoing hearing his voice. I am is present. I am speaking is present. Like I'm speaking to you this morning through, I believe, a message from God. I'm speaking and you're hearing. And that's what God wants, a day by day hearing the voice of the Lord. In Luke, let's just turn here and we'll look at the experience of someone called Simon, whose name was changed to Peter. He was one of the followers of Jesus, early disciples, and he's a great guy. If you study him and you see his lifestyle, I like Peter. Because Peter is someone who is so responsive to the voice, but he can get it really wrong sometimes. But he has this, I'm going to jump in. So when Jesus said, come, he was the only disciple who walked on water. The others stayed in the boat. So Peter's one of these kind of, if he says it, I'm going to do something with this. And in Luke chapter 5, verse 1, it says, as the multitude pressed about Jesus to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw the two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and he taught the multitudes from the boat. So this is Jesus teaching the word of God. And that's really an important ministry, the teaching of the word of God. And verse 4, this is what I want us to key in, home in on. When Jesus had stopped speaking, he said to Simon. Let's stop there. When Jesus had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, there it is. The word of God was being taught, but then suddenly Simon Peter hears specifically Jesus speak to him. Now what's going to come is a word that will bring blessing, incredible blessing. But in the hearing of it, he has to hear personally. It's like his heart, the safe, unlocks. And he hears personally something from Jesus. And I believe we are to live our lives from hearing from Jesus. Hearing him speak personally to us. See, God loves us. He wants relationship with us. And he wants to speak to each one of us personally. Now, before I move on, I'm going to share a little bit about the Greek for word, the terminology word, the word of God. And this isn't very confusing, I promise you, because I'm not very good at Greek, but I can remember this. So, the word of God, there are two different words for the word of God. The first is the logos word, which means the eternal, unchanging, living, powerful scriptures, or your Bible, the word of God, the whole counsel of God. And this, the whole counsel of God, is summed up in a person, Jesus Christ. It's one of his titles, one of his names. He is the word of God. All things were made by him and through him. So Jesus made everything because he is the word. So the word has creative, living power. So that's why we honor the whole counsel of God, the word of God, and we honor all scripture because it's God breathed and it's useful for training, teaching us. But then there's the other Greek word for the word of God, and that word is rhema, and it means a freshly spoken word from God. So you could say Simon was mending his nets and Jesus was teaching and he was listening to the teaching of the word, and then he had a rhema. He went from logos to rhema. Jesus spoke to him and said, launch out into the deep for a catch. So Jesus was seeing that there was a harvest ahead if Simon listened and followed that voice, the voice of Jesus. And the whole understanding of logos and rhema is important because we need to live by the logos, but also from hearing the rhema voice of the Lord in our personal lives. And some, I believe, that I'm speaking to today have got a little bit dry on listening to the word. You might read your Bible, but maybe you haven't heard his voice. And I believe that God is stirring your heart once again to listen, to believe, and to trust that he will speak to you. There are solutions in his voice. There are miracles when you hear his voice. There's fruitfulness that comes from hearing. If you're living in a futile, difficult place, when you hear his voice, everything will settle, change, and move you into blessing. Because always blessing is attached to the obedience to his voice. I know that in my life I live because the word of God says, I walk in obedience to the word, the logos. I do what I can by the Spirit to stay loyal and faithful to Jesus and his principles and teaching. But I know the value of personally hearing from God. I've recently been through a health challenge in the last few months. And this has been quite a difficult season for me personally, and maybe I'll share that a little bit on Wednesday in our Let's Talk About Joy. It sounds opposite message really, but it's real. And in it, I needed to hear the voice. I know the word of God, that Jesus took all my sicknesses upon himself, and that by his stripes I'm healed. But I needed a rhema. And I'll show you from the word why I needed a rhema. I needed a freshly spoken word from God. And if you turn to Romans chapter 10, how you doing? You good? Romans chapter 10. It's wonderful, this. And verse 17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, to give you understanding, is that word logos word or rhema word? Because the logos is the general principles of God's word, the unchanging counsel of God. And God's scriptures, all of them live. But there is a rhema voice, the voice of the Lord coming through this. This word here, hearing by the word of God, is the rhema, a freshly spoken word from God. And I know that in my situation, in my whole life, everything about my life, I need to live by hearing a rhema. Because we don't struggle with faith if we hear his voice. Faith can be a struggle for many Christians. I need more faith. I need to ask for more faith. Well, I counsel you not to ask for faith, but ask that you will get to a place where you're listening and hearing his voice again. Because that is how the Bible, the Word of God, teaches us. Faith comes by a rhema word of God. Moses was led by a rhema. Abraham was led by a rhema. Mary was led by a rhema. The early church were lived by a rhema word of God. They had the whole counsel of the scriptures, which is vital so that we don't move beyond what the scripture says. So a rhema is always going to fit into the word of God, backed by the word. But faith comes from hearing his freshly spoken word. And in my recent trial and battle, I have received a freshly spoken word from God. And that word has given me faith. And many of you, some of you facing financial need, relational trauma, trouble. Some of you just don't know what to do. Or maybe you're living with a failed project in life, a business. Faith comes from a rhema. And what Peter had on this day is a rhema word that was contrary to the whole of his experience or his thought about what to do next. And many times God's word cuts through, it comes into our hearts, gives us faith that actually our reason, it just doesn't fit with reasoning. But if God said it, like Peter said, he said, well, you know, we've worked hard all night. We've been struggling to make a living. You know, if you've done a night shift, you'd be tired. You wouldn't want to go back out fishing. So it's against the physical body to do this. I'm too tired to do this. I'm struggling. We don't have enough food to feed the kids and the family. We just run out of whatever. Because we do, guys. We run out of whatever. But Jesus, he supplies everything to us through a word. He speaks. I mean, Galatians 3 says, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles amongst you, doesn't he do it by the hearing of faith, which comes from hearing his voice? So we can trace back the issue to, we need to hear God. And Peter, Simon Peter, he heard the voice of Jesus. And he said, nevertheless, because it's you, Master, that say, it's your voice, Master. It doesn't make sense in the economy. It doesn't make sense how to restore something that's broken. It doesn't make sense because I'm so tired. Why do I have to go out again and do the same thing again? Because this time it will be a work of faith, not just your hard human work. God will partner with you in it. And that's what God wants us to do, is to hear the voice of the shepherd so that we recognize what he is saying and follow him into the fruitfulness and the blessing and the restoration and the miracle supply. He's a miracle working God. And I can trace this all back to hearing, because if he supplies the Spirit to us and works miracles amongst us, he does it through the hearing of faith, which comes from hearing his voice. How important then is it that you and I are listening to his voice? Jesus said, man shall not live. He quoted from Deuteronomy, actually, the Old Testament. Man shall not live by bread alone, by natural things. And as Christians, we live by hearing that preceding word. Every word, we're living by that word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Man shall live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That word means keeping on coming, bit by bit. Wouldn't you think it was strange if a couple get married and in the first 3 weeks do all their conversations for a lifetime and then don't speak for the next 50 years? You know, relational breakdown there. But you don't get it all done in one go. And the thing about relationship with Jesus is that he lives with us. He lives in us through his Spirit. But as we cultivate our relationship with him in prayer, the word, teaching, hearing the word of God, we become those who really do hear what he's saying and able to launch out beyond human reasoning in faith and see the miracle working power of God do what we cannot do. So if you're sitting there saying, I need more faith for my situation, I need to see God move and do amazing things in my life and ministry, whatever it is you're doing, my family, my finances, work. You know, Peter, this was a work situation. He'd worked and worked and worked for nothing back. And there's nothing worse than doing a whole lot of work, even for the Lord, in serving him and witnessing to others and what, desiring to see much fruit. Come back to not just hearing the teaching of God's word. Come back like Simon. Be in close proximity to Jesus so that you can hear the voice of Jesus. And faith will come. Doesn't mean to say you're going to feel great about going out again. It doesn't mean to say that there aren't natural reasons why you shouldn't. But if you have faith, you can launch out on what Jesus has said to you. And in Luke chapter 5, after Peter had done, Simon Peter had done it. So after he'd launched out into the deep, our danger also isn't just hearing his voice. It's actually following through. I used to hear my mum about cleaning the house or doing my kind of bit around the house. I would hear her. Hearing wasn't the problem. It was following through. And she would always follow up. She would come back to me and say, have you done it? And, you know, many times I think we're waiting for another word from God when we've actually heard him, but if we follow through on it. We've actually heard him, but have we followed through? And, you know, quite honestly, I hadn't followed through. I'd heard. And there are things that I know that God speaks to his people, speaks to you. Have you followed it through? About giving, about forgiving, about generosity. Have you followed through on doing what Jesus has said with your time? Have you followed through on your prayer life? Because he rewards those who go into the secret place and pray. There are rewards. He's a wonderful, wonderful God to follow. Jesus, listening and doing what he said. And after Simon Peter had done what Jesus had said, there was such a catch. He had to get a couple of his mates out to help with the harvest. It was so astonishing, the catch. And isn't that what Deuteronomy says? He's the same yesterday, today, forever, Jesus. These blessings will come upon you and overtake you. That's what happened to Peter and his partners. These blessings just kept coming and overtaking. And he fell before the Lord. And I think that's the proper response. When we get blessed so much from hearing and doing his word and see the miracles that he promises, we come back to him. Lord, you're amazing. Actually, Simon Peter said, depart from me, I'm a sinner. And Jesus said, no worries, I've got that sorted. Come follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. In other words, I've got a bigger destiny than just stuff. Getting loads of stuff in your boat. Your destiny is connected to winning people to Christ. All of us. But he's hearing. He's heard the next bit, which is, I'm going to make you fishers of men. Come on, let's move on. And our lives need to come voice activated, not just voice recognition. It's a different thing, isn't it, to be voice activated. You could say Simon Peter was activated by the voice. He followed through. He heard, he recognized, he acted on it, and he saw the results. So many Christians long to see the results. They're even hearing his voice. But until we do what Jesus says, we won't get the desired result. The promises. Scripture says in Hebrews, after you have done the will of God, in other words, what Jesus said to do, you will receive the promise. Wow. We want to receive the promise. We want to believe the promise. We'll confess the promises. But many times there's a step for us to take, an act of faith. And you may have heard the Lord about something, but until you act and step out on that word to do it, you won't receive the promise. Simon Peter could have stayed at the shore imagining what it would have been like if he had. Don't be a Christian that imagines what it would be like if you'd not done what Jesus said. He launched out. He did it. And he got the miracle himself. Praise God. Now, this is the beginning. I want to speak next week a little bit more about how to hear the voice. But I believe God has spoken to each one of us this morning to have voice recognition, that our hearts need to be guarded against listening to the voice of reason, the voice of our feelings, the voice of other people who may love us and want nothing but blessing for us, but there's only one voice, that's the voice of Jesus Christ, that can shepherd us and lead us into safe pastures. That's his plan. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. When I'm led, it gets good. Life gets good with Jesus when we lead him. And you know, as a pastor and as leadership, whenever I'm speaking, whenever I meet someone or talk to someone, my priority is to hear the voice of the shepherd for them. I may not know anything about their situation, but I will seek God, and he speaks. And that word is the very voice of God to them. And I believe that we hear his voice. Open your heart this morning. If you've never, ever accepted Jesus Christ, he's calling you. You've heard his voice. Come, follow me. Trust me. Believe in me. Because I'm a good shepherd. I lay down my life for you. You can have a new life, new beginning, your sins forgiven. You can receive me. And I will be with you always, and I will speak and tell you the things that are to come. You'll hear my voice. You won't be a shepherdless person running around after ideas and plans. God will shepherd you. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. Let's pray. First of all, like Solomon, he asked for a hearing heart. Just wherever you are, just settle. If you can, just whatever situation you're in, just settle before the Lord. Just sit before him or stand before him. And just be still and know that he is God. That he's Lord. And that he is for you. Quieten your soul. The questioning, the reasoning. Whatever's been driving your life, just be still. He's Lord. And he loves, protects, and wants to lead your life. Just thank him that you have voice recognition built into your new heart. That if you're born again, you can hear God. You can hear the voice of the shepherd. Just thank him. Just ask for wisdom to lock down with other voices. Stay closed. It's not being rude, but you just, in your heart, you say, no, that's not the Lord leading me. I won't go that way. You'll just listen to the voice of your good shepherd. Thank you, Jesus. Give us a hearing heart, Lord, like Solomon, a heart that hears, the heart of one that listens and is confident that you will speak. Your servant will find the places that are places of rest and quiet to hear your voice say, this is the way, walk in it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your people this morning. Bless everyone who's listening, Lord, with that fresh activation of hearing. And for those who haven't yet done your will and have heard your voice, I pray for a returning to the obedience to your voice. That they would see that the end of obedience is that all these blessings will overtake and come upon. And like Peter, Lord, he was struggling, weary, but when you said to him, launch out, his heart opened. He received faith. He had a freshly spoken word, personal word. Lord, I pray we'd launch out on your word to us, your voice. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Peace. Peace, peace. Peace to you. Don't strive to hear. Just put yourself in close proximity to Jesus. Like this morning, he's speaking to you. You're hearing him. He's calling you to not worry about anything, but to trust him. He'll give you what you need, bit by bit, daily hearing the voice of your shepherd. Give him time. Read the word to listen to his voice through it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Activate us, Lord, through your word, your Rhema word, that what we hear will bring us to faith, that we can see a future of blessing, a future hope from knowing what you're saying. Speak into every hopeless situation. Speak into every struggling life. Speak into every sickness that needs a fresh Rhema word. You're the good shepherd, Lord. Thank you, you will speak peace to your people. A word that will bring us to peace, the end of striving, but activity of faith that will produce the miracle that you have planned for each one of us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just finally, I have a word that God gave me this morning. Joel 2:25. Just receive this. I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten. The locust is the enemy army that's come in and taken from your harvest, taken pain, suffering, whatever it is. God is speaking and he is saying, I will restore the years, and he will restore the time where you've lost, where you've not seen fruit, where you've not seen the answers. God is speaking this morning, the voice of your shepherd. I will restore. I restore your heart. I will restore your hope. I will restore everything about your well-being, because that's what I came to give you, an abundant life. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, move powerfully even now. I release your word of healing and grace into your people. Fix what is broken. Restore and do the work that only you can do. Thank you, Jesus, and we will rejoice in you, because we believe, we have faith that you will restore the years. The years. He will restore the years. The best years are ahead, because he will restore the years where the enemy has come in and stolen from you and your family and your life. Hearken, listen diligently to obey the voice of the Lord your God, and all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we worship you as Peter. He saw that abundant provision. We see by faith the blessing of walking and following your voice. Lord, may we be the true disciples who hear and follow you all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. A Rhema. Everything changes with a freshly spoken word from God.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Kingdom Faith Southwest. For further information, log on to kingdomfaith.com. www.sw.com.